everybody. Welcome to the Launchpad series. I'm Baldwin Ng, your show host from Microsoft. With me today is Stacy Levine from OutSystems.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. You?
Good, good, good. Thanks for coming here. I know there's tons of energy here at the Toronto Metro Convention Center. We have thousands of partners from Microsoft, including OutSystems, hearing more about how Microsoft is actually rolling out new technologies. And on the flip side, we're actually hearing how ISV providers such as yourself are also building technologies on top of us technology stack. So I know that one of the things that we've been talking about is like app development sometimes can be very hard.
Absolutely.
Whether it's on mobile devices or otherwise. So I actually love your title. It's about how you can build mobile apps with a smile. So catchy title. We definitely can't wait to actually see how your solution can help like really relieve the app developers' work. So why don't we get started? So first, I think we'd like to know more about, give us a little sense of what the problem statement is. Why is it so hard? And then share with us how OutSystems can help. And then since it's the tech show, we love to see a demo. And actually, it looks like you're going to help us build an app with
Absolutely.
The tools, right? Okay, well, let's step in.
Sure. So as you know, app development is a hard problem, but why? Right? So in any portfolio, you've got 20 to 50 apps, maybe some in your backlog. Mm-hmm. When it's time to go mobile with them, it's a complicating problem. You've got multiple form factors, multiple operating systems, different right. browsers you have to support, lots of integrations. And then you've got all the technologies that constantly change to power those applications. And it's not a one-time problem. Once you built the application, you got change along the way.
And it keeps happening.
It keeps happening, and it's hard, and it's hard to keep up with everything that's going on. So how is OutSystems going to fix this? Well, we make development really, really fast. We use the same technology to build both the front end and the back end.
Right.
We automate that repetitive, boring work. Who wants to build yet another screen to show data in yet another way? Right. We've got a powerful WYSIWYG editor that allows you to build everything in a visual manner.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have a responsive UI. Standard responsive designs that you go out there that allow you to build one page, one application, and take advantage of the multiple factors.
Right.
We even have templates. This is showing a Lisbon template, one of the many built-in themes, layouts that come with the platform to get you started quickly.
Right. So these are templatized themes to help you overcome the how do I get my apps or adaptive, right?
Absolutely. So they're built-in themes that help you lay it out correctly. We also want to make integration a no-brainer, because applications don't live by themselves. So we've got a single-click integration to both REST and SOAP APIs. We allow you to easily integrate to enterprise systems. We even have hundreds of components and connectors to systems that are already out there.
Right.
Last, it's all about getting things done. You need to deliver apps quickly. So you don't have to master every single technology. You don't need to focus on all of those details. You really get to deliver what the business needs, when they need it. And the platform is extensible, so you can write your own code when you need to as well.
Right.
Last thing, writing an application isn't the end of the battle. We've got an automated release process. We've got a one-click deployment, and we deploy on clouds, including Azure. So we sit on Azure where your applications can run. We even will automate the native builds so you can put them in the App Store easily.
Oh, good.
And lastly, OutSystems has hundreds of companies, hundreds of customers. It's a really great place to be. To have the skills to be a developer, even the analysts recognize it as great mobile application development platforms, or some of them even call it low-code development, because you're really developing in a visual manner, not writing standard .NET code all the time.
Right, right. And isn't it the key is finding places where you can leverage our system in a kind of a maximum way so you can save time, and sometimes you still have to do complicated coding.
Absolutely. And the fact that the platform is extensible to where when you need to, you can go back to Visual Studio and write C-sharp code is awesome.
Right.
And again, developers love OutSystems. We've got lots and lots in our community. We've even got one here that loves us so much he
what
got a
that?
Tattoo.
Oh, he got a tattoo on his arm.
The red circle with the silver, that's our logo.
See. That shows
and
a lot of love there.
It does.
Yeah. Cool. So I guess with that, I think our audience now is like, super interested and itchy on, like, just show the demo.
Yeah.
So let's just take a look at your system.
Yeah. So I was challenged by our developers to build a demo using cats. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that, and just so you know what you're going to see, I'm going to integrate with Reddit's API. I'm going to use Microsoft Cognitive Services, the API. I'm going to access a device camera, and I'm going to deploy the application to my phone, all in a matter of minutes.
Great. Well, let's see.
All right. Thanks. Okay, so what we're looking at is the development environment, and I'm going to go ahead and create a new application. So this is going to be a mobile app today, and I'm choosing this particular style of app. It's a gallery, and I'm going to give this a name. And I can upload an icon, set what I want it to look like. I can choose background colors and create the app. And now I'm creating the application. So while it's creating the stub of my application, within this development environment, I can do everything from create business processes to the UI layer to encapsulated logic to the data.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to see, I'm going to give this a title, and then I mentioned Reddit. Well, if I go to Reddit, I've got this nice feed that allows me to look at, you know, cute pictures of dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And if I simply add JSON to the end, I can find a good REST endpoint. From within my development tool, it's as simple as consuming the API. And when I hit test, just want to make sure I did things properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I copy the response to the body. Now, this is really cool. When I click OK, I've got the method, and it figured out how to parse the data already. So I'm actually ready to start even using this response. So let's go ahead. And I'm going to add a UI widget on my screen. And that's a way to show lists. Now, I need to now get some data.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got different options from getting from a database to local storage, because offline is easy. And I'm even going to just say fetch from another source. And I'm just going to drag my method over here. Now, something else interesting happened. If you notice, I've got this output variable, and it's a type. Well, since I want to display a list of items, I just need to make a quick change to make this a list. And now I need to do an assignment. So this is coding in OutSystems. It's all visual, low code.
Yeah.
And I'm setting the response back on my screen and set the data source. So I've tied this list now to the REST call. But now I need to start displaying something. Well, we make reuse really easy. So I'm going to drag a UI widget that I've already built that has a way to display
images.
Yeah, got it. Right? So I'm going to... We have a bunch of different ways to access the data. I can choose and let the, we've got an intelligence hint. I can do that. I can go in and maybe use the autocomplete to fill in another property. I can even go to the thumbnails and I can see, I can just browse. So I can easily browse everything that's in scope. And right, this is the whole data section that I figured out how to parse for me. And I've just went browse straight down to this. So again, really easy way to tie to the data. Now, I said I want to access the device camera. So I've got another one of those UI components. So at the end, this is going to be a hybrid application using Cordova, React.js, and .NET.
Mm-hmm.
And I've extended this using a plugin from Git to access the front device camera. And I'm setting a few properties. So I've got the camera on the screen now, ready to go. And now I need to do something when I click this image. I need to set an action. So I'm just going to add a handler for this particular action. And I'm here. So the first thing I want to do is I want to take a picture. And I want to put it in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So now I want to do something. And I talked earlier about Microsoft Cognitive Services. This is the place where I want to do this.
Right.
So I don't have any components within my application currently to do that. I mentioned in the slides that we have thousands of developers around the world in an open source community. Sometimes the developers like to build and share things.
Yep,
so if I go to, we've got a thing called Forge.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go to this and look at for Cognitive, I have... the cognitive services.
I see, which is already available. You can leverage right away. You don't have to do it yourself.
I don't have to program it myself, et cetera. And I can download it, open source, install it. You can see this happens to be installed on my environment, but it's not part of my application. So once I've installed it on my server, I just reference it on my in this application. So as I go to cognitive, I can look at this piece. I'm going to add the method to look at the emotion response. And all I have to do now is grab and drop this, takes an image. Now I need to do something with the image. And I don't have a place right now to store this. So I'm going to go back to the data. And if I look at the structure that was created for Reddit, I know I was using this T, so I can add a variable to store the happiness factor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and So I just added a structure, but the platform is self-healing. So everywhere, it fixed those references for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. So again, all those tedious things as a developer that you have to take into account, a lot of it the platform helps for you. So I'm almost done, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And I just want to go and store this happiness factor. Now, I don't want the happiness factor itself, but when I go and look at the response from the API, and then grab this happiness factor, and I'm going to make a quick decision. And I'm going to check to see if it falls within a value that I want. And I've got a couple of styles already defined in my application. So I'm just going to set the response there. And we'll show where that plays in just a second. And then last, I want two more steps here. I'm going to give a message back to my user to say, put some quotes in, your happiness level is, and put that in. And the last thing I want to do is change the style based on the result of the happiness. And just change the style right here. Now I'm going to click this button. This is called my one-click publish button. And if you watch at the bottom, it does a bunch of steps. The first thing it does is stores a new version. So it's got built-in version control.
Right.
Then it generates the code. Keep in mind, this is the React.js. It's all the server-side C#. It's compiling it, so you're really running real applications. It's updating the database, and it's there. Now this is, I've done all of the application compile, but I still need to build the native components. And again, the platform really makes those repetitive tasks easier.
Mm-hmm.
I could configure both an iOS or an Android. I have a Samsung, so in this case, I'm going to go ahead and configure for an Android. And I have my application name tied to my certificate right here, so I can do that. I can click and tie to my certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all the steps that you would have to do no matter how you are building the application. And the last step, I click generate here, and now it's starting to build the application.
Right.
So think about this. In this instance, I'm building an Android application. So the build server is going out. It's downloading all the Cordova plugins. It's building the application files. It's building the bundles. It's tying in the keys. It's doing all that for me so I don't have to.
Right.
And if I wanted to do this myself, I would have to install the Android JDK. I'd have to install Cordova, configure everything else. More, if I wanted to build an iOS app, I'd have to have a Mac and do Xcode, everything else. I could do all that in this one place.
Right, right, yeah. Sounds like it's super efficient. So what's your estimate? Like, what's the percentage of amount of time that you can save in your experience?
Our customers,
yeah,
and it's a crazy number,
yeah,
they tell us they see 7 to 10 times improvement.
Really, wow.
And I hesitate to say those numbers because again, it sounds crazy, but those are the numbers that our customers tell us.
And wouldn't you think that savings factor also had to do with maybe the skills mix that customers' teams may have?
Absolutely. Right?
And also where they want to put their focus on.
It across the board, you're correct. So again, building current applications, current web or mobile applications, require a lot of different skills.
Right.
It's not so easy to be the full stack developer anymore because you've got to know everything from JavaScript to HTML5 to CSS to C#. So this allows you to really do what your job is, to develop applications faster.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So I know we're still waiting for the bill. Could you just share with us how your pricing model it's built in, like, in terms of app objects I heard about, so.
Sure. So the way we price our applications, our platform now, is we have something called application objects. So we price it on two factors. One is application objects, which is simply a page, a table, or an API.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a database table, let's say you have a customer's table, and you reference it or build it once, that counts once.
Right.
If you did it and used that table in 600 applications, then it still only counts once.
Right.
Same with a web method, same with a screen.
I see. Gotcha. And then, of course, multiply by the number of users, right?
Correct. The second factor is the number of named end users. So we don't charge for developers. It's simply named end users.
Named end users, yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like a really economical model.
It is. Our customers love it. It's really straightforward. It's pretty easy to understand and go with.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. So well, it looks like your product is done.
Yep. Let's the build is done. So let's go ahead and take a look and see what was built. And we've even got a nice little easy way to test this. So I'm going to launch the QR code reader.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get the application. And you can see it's downloading right now. So just give this 1 second to download the app.
Sure.
And let's install it.
And right away, we know that the camera API is already working because you use that to capture, right?
So you can see it's downloading and it's optimizing. So there's the picture. So now what's going to happen is I'm going to smile and then I'm going to touch the picture. And assuming I did everything right, and you can see it says my happiness factor there. Now if I go to the next picture and maybe not smile, and you can see.
Yeah.
So, well, this is not an enterprise application. All of the things that I did are what you would do in an enterprise application, right? I consumed APIs, I built screens, I built everything. This would work whether I was on my Samsung Galaxy 6 here or an Android tablet, et cetera. So with the responsive design, it takes all that into play.
Right. Yeah. And you've done it in, I think it's probably like 5 minutes or something like that.
Yes. So I've done it really quickly.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. I know this is a phenomenal work you guys have put together all the way from Lisbon, right? You guys are based in Portugal?
Well, we were originally founded in Lisbon. Our headquarters is in Atlanta.
Oh, now. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So I think for some of the developers, they probably want to get started. So can you share with us your last slide and where they can get going on this technology?
Absolutely. Yep. You might think this is too good to be true. So go ahead and try it yourself. You can sign up for a personal environment with everything you need to create and deploy your apps for free. The URL is on the screen.
Awesome.
And
great. Well, thanks again, Stacy, for coming from Atlanta. So we hope you have a wonderful rest of the partner conference. And I know that, again, tons of partners waiting to see more about what Microsoft has to bring to the table, plus other Microsoft solutions. So I'm Baldwin, your show host. Thank you for joining. If you want to see more, go to aka.ms/launchpad. Thank you and have a good day.